Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The right fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Valdespino reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valdespino moves to third. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt fires to first and has Brown trapped. There's the throw to Kindle, who tags Brown for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to second. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verhals moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. Valdespino moves to second. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verhals tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. Merritt takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Alves. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez scores. Hinton moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. Colavito tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Merritt bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to third. Kindle moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt fires to first and picks off Roof. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito is walked intentionally. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Dave Boswell now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargan hits a fly ball into right field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Batty, and Kindle drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Veralz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veralz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Veralz takes first base on ball 4. Sam McDowell now pitching. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Valdespino strikes out. One out. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Jimmy Hall. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.